From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. In a moment, we'll hear about changes afoot in Plano, but first, skiing in Grand Prairie. The city wants to build an indoor resort with a run as tall as Arlington's AT&T Stadium. $400 million project would be the largest in the United States, with seven slopes, a snowboard course with an Olympic halfpipe, and the first Hard Rock Hotel in Texas. Dwali Saikautau examines the economic and environmental impact this mega project could have for North Texas.
This ambitious venture is called the Grand Alps. If completed in 4 years, evergreen trees would dot a mountain-like resort on roughly 60 acres of prairie just off Interstate 30 and Beltline Road.
The front of it looks like you're pulling up to a Swiss Alps ski resort year-round, with theaters, restaurants, outdoor walking venues. You'll be able to see it from miles around. That's the vision I have.
That's Grand Prairie Mayor Ron Jensen.
350,000 square feet indoor ski resort where you can ski down to the bottom of it, have your cappuccino just like you would at Breckenridge. You can stay at the hotel and have your room look out onto the ski slopes while you're at the hotel. It's just going to revitalize our area.
Jensen says the project will generate about 2,000 local jobs. The Grand Alps developer says half of the price tag for the entire project has been secured. That's about $200 million. And construction for the Hard Rock Hotel is scheduled to begin in late January. Marco Roca is an executive for Hard Rock International.
I don't think we're at a point where it's an if this is going to happen. I really think we're at a point where this is going to happen.
And he says Grand Prairie is the ideal location.
Sometimes things happen because you're in just the right location. You are central to everything in Grand Prairie. Sometimes by being in the right place, that's all it takes.
This snow park, including the hotel, will cover 350,000 square feet. That's bigger than Ski Dubai in the Middle East. There, locals and tourists can go from desert temperatures into snow and slopes for less than $100. Dubai makes 30 tons of snow a day. To make the perfect winter utopia at Grand Prairie's Grand Alps, we're talking 40 to 45 tons of snow. The developer says they will recycle and repurpose most of the water needed to make the snow and ice, but instead of wind power, they're looking at power from the grid.
It's a huge football stadium-sized freezer that has to be kept cold all year round, 24/7.
That's Zach Trahan, statewide director of Texas Campaign for the Environment.
West Texas right now in the Panhandle, and soon South Texas and the Gulf Coast are some of the country's biggest producers of wind power. Texas leads the nation by far. If the designers of this facility are serious about environmental sustainability, they will purchase their energy from those wind farms, from renewable energy sources.
Going green with this snow facility is also about heavy insulation, says Texas Christian University professor Bob Biddle, a member of the American Society of Heating, Refrigerating, and Air Conditioning Engineers.
When you plug your refrigerator in, it runs the compressor, which is costing you money, okay? The compressor for a ski environment like this are these chillers. They're huge, and I can't imagine how many it's going to take.
Looking at images of the design of the Grand Prairie Resort, he says,
it won't be stuffed, but they'll take advantage of dead space to insulate. And my bet is all along here, if this is the slope, they'll have surfaces that are actually have that cold ethylene glycol running through there.
Biddle adds, his sister and her family recently returned from visiting Ski Dubai in the United Arab Emirates.
They had skied before, so they knew, you know, they knew how to ski, but doing it inside, basically inside a facility that's built in the desert, was definitely a new experience.
An experience that totally impressed them, snow quality and all, he says. And that's what the Grand Prairie Alps developer and Grand Prairie's mayor, Ron Jensen, are banking on.
People said, who's going to ski at this ski resort? I've been to Breckenridge, Red River, Santa Fe, Angel Fire. What's in the parking lots? Texas plates.
The Grand Alps could be open as early as 2018. Dwali Saikautau, KERA News.
After a contentious debate, the Plano City Council this week approved a measure to protect people from being discriminated, no matter their sexual orientation or gender identity. The city's mayor, Harry LaRosselliere, talks with Vice President of News Rick Holter about what seems to be a season of myth-busting in Plano.
Harry LaRosselier, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Hello, Rick. Thank you for having me on.
Let's talk about some of those myths. You've lived here for two decades. How has Plano changed in that time?
Well, demographically, we've changed quite a bit. We're 57% Caucasian, 19% Asian, 15%, 16% or so Latino, and 7% African American. In about 10 years or so, that minority group will be over 50% of the population. Plano, it's very much a microcosm of what's happening in the United States. We're a very diverse melting pot, and I think this ordinance is a reflection of our values, of our diversity.
Let's talk a little bit about the anti-discrimination vote this week. The debate over it got pretty heated. Almost 36 people spoke, most of them opposing the measure. State legislators argued against it. At least one group is threatening legal action. Why do you think this idea has touched such a nerve in Plano?
You know, it's really unfortunate because the conversation was taken away from what is truly a human rights and equality issue and turned into a social issue. In my mind, everyone in Plano deserves the right and the dignity to be treated fairly, regardless of your sexual orientation, regardless of your creed, race, culture. And so the conversation went, I felt, in a direction that really was had nothing to do with what this ordinance is about. It was unfortunate that they chose to go in that direction with it.
So how do you kind of unify a city when obviously there's a pretty significant rift here?
Well, you know, I think our city is extremely unified. The way Plano is a city of 270,000 people. We had 40 people come out. More than half of them did not even live in Plano. They lived in the Collin County area. And the way I look at it, there was over 269,000 plus people that said, this is okay. And you know what? We woke up the next day. Plano's still one of the safest cities in America. Our kids went to school. 98% of them will graduate. The libraries were open. The parks and recs were fine. Plano did not turn into Sodom and Gomorrah. They weren't burning buildings. It was okay. We're still the city of excellence.
Many LGBT advocates were happy about the vote, of course, but one transgender leader said the exceptions in the ordinance go too far. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think change is incremental, and we wanted to craft an ordinance that we felt struck a right balance. And, you know, sometimes you can choose to go too far and not get anything at all, or move the ball in a direction where you have a sense of progress. And I think there is progress.
The other big news in Plano the last few months is the impending arrival of Toyota's North American headquarters. It seems like Plano has evolved a little bit from the traditional old-style kind of what they called bedroom community into a place that a lot is actually happening. I wonder how hard it is to balance the traditional suburban approach of that area, the roots of that area, with the kind of emerging urban nature of it.
Plano is evolving. We're experiencing a renaissance. We've managed to transform the city in a manner that we have these new companies coming in, bringing a young, vibrant workforce. Nearly 40% of our citizens are under the age of 32. They're asking for different amenities. They're asking for different lifestyle amenities rather than the single family detached home. They want what we call the live, work, and play environment. So the challenge is to accept the growth of those that are coming and be respectful to those that are here.
Harry LaRosselier, Mayor of Plano, thanks for your time.
Thank you.